Hey everyone, welcome to Entrepreneurship by Design with Dr. C. I'm your host, Dr. Caroline, and thank you so much for joining us today. Entrepreneurship looks different for everyone. How and why we start our business, challenges that occur, pivots we have to make, success we achieve, all while life is happening. That's why I love sharing these inspiring entrepreneurs with you and shed light that there's enough room for everyone to succeed and thrive, even if you're in the same industry. I'm so glad you're here today because I have a dynamic duo, and that is Faith and her mom, Delisa. Faith is an award-winning author, entrepreneur, and animal activist. She believes every child has a right to education and a healthy life. As an activist, she fundraises and spreads awareness to organizations close to her heart. Her mission is to empower women and children across North America, Europe, and the world through her books. She cares for and supports animals in need and help heal the planet for generations to come. And thank you so much for being here, Delisa and Faith. I'm so happy to have you both here with us today. And Faith, I would love for you to talk about your book. I know you've written a book and you're only 6 years old, but you've written about just kindness and other things. I would love to know, what is your book about?
Well, kindness and compassion. And my book is about helping people.
That's beautiful. And I love that you wrote a book about kindness and empowering women and children. And so I know you wrote a book called Superhero Faith. It's right behind you.
So the book, I'll give you the back history with the book.
Yeah.
My mom had cancer, and Faith and our dog Sparkle, which is, let me grab this right here. This is our dog. This is our dog, Sparkle. She's actually getting a walk now. My mom's taking her for a walk. But they were there helping her and supporting her as she was going through chemotherapy. She was home from work at that time. We essentially had to move into her home because Faith really wanted to be with her and know, well, are you taking your, we called it vitamins at the time, because we would, instead of like freaking her out with the same medication, she was 2.5. Faith was 2.5 at the time. And that experience of every day she woke up, Faith and Sparkle, they would wake up, they would go, they would lay with her. Did you take your vitamins? I got to take my multivitamins. You need to take yours. And, oh, you didn't drink your smoothie this morning. And you, we need to exercise because we have to move our bodies, because you can't just sit down. All of those things that they are actually in the book as well. So she was sharing that. And when my mom recovered from the treatment, so it was a chemotherapy, she did the radiation. The radiation was very scary for Faith at the time because she saw the burns on her skin, the radiation burns. So that was a very traumatic experience. She had a breakdown in school, the day we went to school, and she's like, I want to go to school. And then she had a breakdown. I'm like, okay, well, let's go home. And she didn't want to go home. And Sparkle was in the car, and it was winter time. And it was just really not a good, it was just like, why is this? Yeah. And 30 minutes it took to get into the class, like 20 or 30 minutes. But the teachers, they knew, the principal was aware. So she was going to a Montessori school. At that time, they were aware and they knew of what was happening in the home. And the minute they see me like hold her jacket in one hand, because she didn't want to put on the jacket. Don't know what it was. She didn't want the jacket on. I'm like, you need the jacket on. The dog ran out of the car playing in the snow. I have her in one hand, the jacket in the bag in the other hand, and I'm walking up and they just pulled her and took her in. And they're like, it's okay, we got her.
The struggle is real.
The struggle was very real that day. Very, very real. But she didn't want to go home. And I couldn't understand. I'm like, well, if you don't want to go home, go into school. And she didn't want to go into school. And, but that was from all of the trauma that was happening with her, within herself, even though we were speaking to her, even though we were open and had that communication and, you know, we're saying, you know, we love you and we're here for you. And my mom was saying to her, it's not my time yet. I'm still here. So, you know, children are going through so many things and their minds or imaginations, some of the times or most of the times might go all the way to the extreme, like to the end, the worst possible outcome. And we didn't recognize that at, you know, her brain was already there because she wasn't showing that at the home. But that day,
it was loud and clear.
It was very loud and clear. And it was great because her teacher asked her, you know, what's going on and, you know, how you feeling today? This is after she settled down in the afternoon. And she said, oh, my mama has, she calls my mom, mama has cancer in her breasts. And then after she said that, it was like totally different. It was going back to school was fine. There wasn't another outburst. Even I'm speaking with her, it was okay. So she just needed that. I don't know. It was like a release, yeah. Maybe to share with someone or, when she turned 3 years old, leading up, it was nighttime in the middle of the night after her birthday. She says to me, we're talking and I'm like, go to sleep. Like it's late. I just want to sleep. Mom, I'm a superhero doctor. Whispering, I'm a superhero. Like what? I'm a superhero doctor. Huh?
Speak up.
Yeah. You're not listening. But then she said, you're not listening to me. I'm like, well, just tell me what. What is it? I'm a superhero doctor. And I was like, oh, that's great. And literally, oh, that's great. So what do superhero doctors do? Because now I have to listen, right? And she's telling me. And it's like, oh, I want it to be, can we write it down? She called it homework at the time. Can we do homework? And I said, sure. And that is, from my side, how the lead up to this book, Superhero Faith, where she wanted it to be, homework. And then we sat down at this 7-minute video of her telling me what's going to be in the book, what superheroes do. I'm asking her some questions. She's saying what color she wants on the book, how she wants the cover to be. And it's on my mom's kitchen table. Our dining room table, not kitchen table, dining room table, where this entire book, both books actually, they came to conception because of this experience. And my mom is there and Sparkle's in the background barking and Faith sharing her information. And after that, she's like, I want it to be a real book. And then we went from there. But here is Faith to share her side of why she wrote this book.
Yes, I love it. Thank you for sharing. And I'm so excited to hear Faith's side of it too.
Of course.
Well, I'm glad to have you back.
Me and my mom, me and my dog Sparkle are cheering my best friend up.
Your best friend? That's so beautiful. I love when we know who our best friends are and how much they mean to us and how they are there for us when we need them the most.
So my mom and her are best friends. They've been best friends for a while. And she loved the picture because her and Sparkle, the dog, our pup, are cheering up her mama. They're helping up mama.
That's amazing. You were a big support for her mama.
This one's my favorite. This is one of my favorite cards. Boy. Because
what's happening there?
What's happening in this one, Faith?
No, that's not broccoli. That's Brussels
sprouts. Oh, Brussels sprouts. Okay. But this one is one of my favorite parts. I like this part because it's showing that, yes, you have to eat your vegetables. We need to have a proper nutrition.
But I tried vegetables. I tried Brussels sprouts in real life, but I still didn't like
it. It's true.
Yeah. Sometimes they're not we got to eat our vegetables. But. Yeah,
my most favorite part is this one.
Your most favorite picture is the cover?
No, this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one? And what's the little girl wearing?
What are you wearing?
My cape.
Your cape. Is you're a superhero, right? Mm-hmm.
And my second favorite part is this one.
That one too? And what's that about?
It's the same thing, but it's different painting.
Oh, you want to show her?
Yeah, please show me. Let's show the audience too.
Right here is Astronaut Faith.
That's the third book.
Astronaut Faith. That's another book you wrote?
Yeah.
That's coming out.
So many books.
I like one of my favorite part in Dr. Faith, because she brought out Dr. Faith, is the scene with the animals. It's like they're in the waiting room, the doctor's office. That's one of my favorite scenes. And my other favorite scene is where she's being vulnerable and she's asking for help when someone gets hurt at school. So all the things in the book are things that she did in real life. Well, have you not painted?
No, I know I painted with the sparkle paint with his
paws. Well, yeah, sparkle paint with his paws one time when you were little, around that time. I can't remember. Then I have to say, Sparkle, no, don't eat the paint.
Oh, no.
That's not good. Yeah, because, you know, they step on it because she was on the floor.
Because I think he thought the paint was food.
No, she was just trying to help you.
But I think she wanted to put his tongue in the paint also to help me.
Yeah.
Put your tongue in the paint. Sometimes you die.
Yeah. She was using her paws and then, like, you know, like after it's like, oh, I have to lick it off, right? Because that's what they know. You're like,
they wanted to run to save Sparkle.
Oh, yes. You and Sparkle. But the reason why this is like this is when Faith was younger, she loved art, she loves painting, she's a big storyteller, but she used to paint on the floor because a table could not hold her. She just wanted all the paint everywhere. And then for whatever reason, she would take the paint and put it all on her legs. Like, she would make clothes with the paint. I don't know.
Body art.
Yeah, like, I don't know why she would do that. So when I know
that. I have two more favorite
parts.
This one and my second favorite part is this one where I have to tell Baka to come in here to clean up. Oh, wow. And also this one.
Yeah.
That looks like a really good one, really helping people. And I love the picture with the animals too, because I know how much you love animals. I think that was such a beautiful picture and part of your book.
Yes, the illustrator Shannon did such a really great job with that. And I like it. Yeah. Is there something you want to say?
Thank you for the people who are looking at this. And I hope you be kind, because being mean is not good. If you be mean, sometimes you might go to jail. But being kind is better.
So Faith, you were bullied in school by a young person. We're not going to say the person's name. The first time he bullied you and he called you not a nice name the first time, how did that make you feel?
I didn't know what to do and I cried.
Yeah, the first time. And then, did you tell the teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what did the teacher do?
Helped me.
She helped you? How?
Because he went over there and told that boy.
Mm-hmm. And what did she do in the classroom? Did she create anything in the classroom?
Yeah, she made a center.
She made a center, yes.
But the centers were always there.
Yeah, the centers were always there, but she also created a new center. So when Faith first went to the school, there was someone that was mean. They called her out. What did he call you? Him and this other boy. What did they call you?
No, there wasn't two boys. When the first time, there were one boy. Right. The second time, three boys and one girl.
Yeah. The first time, you say it. This is your story.
He called me a bear.
And he said some other mean things to her outside of that.
And then the second time, he called me a violent.
Yeah, he said he wanted to kill her.
And he was only five at that age, and he's still caught.
Yeah, he was 5 years old. So it was very challenging for her when she first went
and
in.
And they still said he's too young.
He's too young.
Yeah, they said he was too young to suspend him or to expel him, which was disheartening. So this is now she's homeschooled. Mm-hmm. But the first time, the teacher created a center called Who Am I? And she really wanted children to recognize our words do affect other people, including ourselves. And when we say things, we don't recognize, we don't know or fully understand where people are coming from. So she created this extra center, even though there are centers in the classroom where they all do their work.
Yeah.
And this one was an additional center that they did once a week. And it was rotated so that everyone could recognize, use their hearts. And, you know, when we say mean things to people or we say things that we don't fully understand, it hurts other people's feelings. That was really wonderful what her teacher did in there to ensure that everyone understands that our words do matter. Mm-hmm. And we don't know what families people are coming from. And so when you say certain things, it really hurts them. And things changed and he changed. And at the time, Faith had no friends. And eventually she started to make friends. So we're very happy with that and shifting environments. Yes. Okay, I will tell her. Yeah. She's already like skipped up to the second part. She's like, don't forget
that. Gotta get every detail.
Yes. So it's good. She started to make friends. And there was a young girl and a boy. And it was really great that to see that she went in, no friends. Someone was being mean at that time because she had no friends. And then the environment started to shift, right? It started with the teacher implementing this new series, this new area, just like additional work. She went out of her way to create an additional work to ensure that, you know, children recognize our words matter. What we do matter, not only to ourselves, but to others. And there's not many people that are doing that, you know? Yeah. And so it was really fantastic. So fast forward to this year, about 2 months now, almost a month and a half, 2 months, the same student now threatens to kill her. And he does this in the lunchroom in front of other children who were supposedly her friends. Two of them were supposedly her friends. One of them she actually hung out with outside of the school, like met up for play dates at a park and, Yeah. And then one of her other friends invited her to a birthday party and said, you know, I want to be your friend. Because she always asked, with that incident that happened in school, anyone that wanted to be her friend, she would ask them, are you inviting me to this because you want to be my friend? Okay. So she was very clear in making sure that, if you don't want to play with me or you just want to play with me for a moment, that's fine. And we're not friends, it's fine. But if you say you're my friend and we're going to be friends and that's it. So she asked them the questions and they said, yes. And so this incident happened in the lunchroom in school. And he said what he said, which is not very nice things at all. And he was very specific and detailed about what he wanted to do, right? He wanted to take her blood for himself and all of these things. And she told me after school that day, she didn't tell the teacher because she was so afraid that he was actually going to hurt her. And what made it even worse, the other students who she thought were her friends were sitting with her at the lunch table and they agreed with him that he could do this. And then they proceeded to, you know, say mean things to her and bully her and call her names. Like when she went in the classroom after lunch, they went into the classroom and she tried to hide away.
The recess.
You know.
Like after lunch, we went in.
Thank you for all the additional details, Faith. We really appreciate it. And they said some very mean things to her. Now, these are people that said that they were her friends and they, you know, Faith, I want to be your friend. And Faith says, great, I'm going to be your friend too. And so it's a tough lesson, one for anybody to learn, but now as 5-6-year-olds, you're learning that, hey, just because someone says they're your friend, they're not really your friend, and they will turn on you in a second, in a heartbeat, which is a very tough lesson. So of course, I pulled her out of the school. I did message the teacher right away. She didn't get back to me because it was a Friday that happened. So I sent it to the teacher the same Friday evening. She got back to me the Sunday. And when she responded back, I sent one to the principal as well. Mm-hmm. And she got back to me like 2 days later. And she literally said to me, like, you know, this is the age of the student. There isn't much that we can do and all these things. And I said, I'm not paying. Faith goes to private school. I'm paying for my child to go to school. I am not paying for my child to come to this school to die. I am not. And they're like, well, you know, there's a power issue. There's a power issue with the student. And so this is our plan of action that they want to take, right? They'll have meetings and they will, they're doing what's best for the school. Essentially, it's whatever's best for the school. And then of course they're protecting the bully.
Why are they protecting the bully?
That is just what happens. The victims always have to find, a resolution or a solution for themselves. I find now that it's tough for victims, and I don't like to use the word victims.
Yeah.
But in this case, this is what it is. And yeah. So her entire message of kindness, being kind and compassion, when this boy bullied her the first time, she treated him with kindness. When other people didn't want to be her friend, she treated them with respect. She used the word kindness. As an adult, I'm saying respect, because she would ask them, you need help with something. How can I be of service? Mm-hmm. Right? Not to buy their friendship or do anything. No. I recognize we're not friends, but we're in the same classroom and I'm willing to work together. And when the teacher created the series, it was a really great way to, you know, really show her, hey, what you're doing is important and it matters. So let's all apply it and show each other respect through kindness, right? We don't all have to agree. Yes. Yes. thank you for reminding me. So that was just really reinforcing to her at this time that everything she's doing, from the books that she wrote initially at 3 years old, and she wanted to share this story, and then her message of kindness and compassion going out there, and the support she does with the Cancer Society and Autism Speaks, and really sharing that those level of empowerment. She goes into the situation and she sees, you know, hey, what I'm doing is important. It has an impact. Even though people are mean, how am I going to respond to this?
Right.
Right? How am I going to respond? And she's just used what she knew. She used what she knew, even though she wasn't feeling sad or frightened and all of these things. Mm-hmm. And so in the school, essentially, of course, you know, they choose themselves. I'm like, look, I am not here to go down this unnecessary path. And I could have. I recognize, you know, some people that have been, you know, you could have done all of the things. Mm-hmm. But I was like, look, I'm not here. I'm not paying for this. And we will leave. We will leave. I'm not going to take any further action. We will leave. And But they still thought, the director of the school, she still thought like, well, you know, it's okay. We're going to be safe because the teacher will look at them. And the teacher, I go to her, and this is an email because you can't verbally speak to people, right? Because
right.
You always have to have email. But it's like, are you kidding me? I just told you there was a young boy that threatened my child with death. There were other students at the table who continued to bully her, who said that they were her friends, and all of these children are in the same classroom. The other children, nothing happened to them. This boy, okay, the parents called because they had to be called. So how is it that you will protect my child? How? How is the one teacher to 10 students, there's 10 of them in the class or 8 of them sometimes, is going to keep an eye. So that is where we're at. And then, so that message, she just continued to share. So when she goes to do her speeches on stage, I know right now it's like, huh, does she even speak? I know she just woke up, but she does do speeches at educational conferences with children that are there and their parents. And she shares that message about being kind. Yeah. So that is where we're at. Do you want to share any message to children who may be bullied at school?
I've been bullied before, and don't be scared, because you could be kind in your heart, and being kind is better than bullying them back, because they'll still bully, and just be strong and tell your parents and still be kind to them.
Thank you so much, Faith, for sharing that. And I'm so sorry you had to go through what you did, but you are such a strong little girl, and you are empowering and helping so many other kids with your book, but also your beautiful message of kindness. And you're absolutely right. When we show more kindness, bullies are going to be bullies, but we got to tell our parents, we got to tell a trusted adult, and make sure that they know what's going on. And I'm so glad that mom listened and got you out of there and you're safe and sound. And I think that's so important, but you are so empowering. Thank you for sharing what you're doing. It matters. It matters. And so I'm so curious because I know being a parent and also everything that Faith has gone through and being able to use her message and empower others, what was that process like creating the book and having her do the, like on the kitchen table, getting everything done? What was that process like for you guys?
Learning. It was a learning process. And I will be very clear and honest here with all of you guys, because I think it's so important. Mm-hmm. When this started, the intention was not that it was, well, I did not know on my end, on my mom's end. We just thought, okay, this is going to be a memory. I wasn't expecting it to be what it is today and where we're going. That's just the start. I called around to find out from different publishing companies, you know, is this a story, you know, would you guys be able to publish it? I was not thinking self-publishing at this time. And I had one lady, her name is Doris Chung. And she said, this is great. This is a series right here. And I was like, what? And she thought, she's like, is this your story? And I said, no, this is not my story. This is my daughter's story. Like literally 8 pages. I still have the 8 pages. She's like, I know I'm, she was closing down her business. This was during the pandemic at the time. So she was closing down her business. She does printing as well. And she recommended an editor, children's editor, that does freelance work. And from there, the editor was like, this is really great. Like, wow, did you write this with your daughter? And she's like, it's 8 pages. We need more. And I said, more of what? She's like, more words. We need more.
Fluff it up a little.
Yeah. And I was like, all right. So it was like literally like sending, I was like, all right, well, what do you need? And she's like, whatever you want to share, put it in. And so I was just on there asking Faith these questions that she would say, you know, ask her these questions. And I was asking her, well, what have you done? What do you want to share? What makes a superhero? What do doctors do? And then like drawing from her own experience, because she's 3 at this time. Yeah. And she's just sharing like, in all honesty and all pureness, like, this is it. What do you mean you need more? I'm telling you, this, that's just, you know, I help my grandma make her smoothies. I help my this, I helped this person in the park. I did that. And as I sent it in emails, like all the things that needs to be done and, or the stuff that she wants in the book. And of course our editor, who's amazing. And this is what editors do. The best editors do this. They take it and then they put it together, right? They just make the words align. Because I knew nothing. I am not an editor. I am not a writer in this sense that I was thinking it's supposed to be. And it was just created as a memory. So when you're starting off something, you don't necessarily have to think, oh, well, this is an end result that you want. Maybe it's starting off as, this is our moment. I want to share this time with my child. And I want my child to see, you know, go through this experience together. So we build that bond, we strengthen that bond. And if something happens out of that, great. If it doesn't happen, it's okay. What we can do is reflect on it as we get older. Hey, this is where your mind was at 5 or 4 or 10 or whatever it is. And regardless if it pauses or it doesn't pauses, those qualities that your child is exhibiting or your children are exhibiting, you just continue to build on that. Yeah, you build on that. So that is really how we started. And then the next step, of course, getting the editor, illustrator. So the editor connected me with the illustrator, finding a print shop, marketing. Oh gosh, marketing is so expensive. Anyone in business knows it is ridiculously expensive. You have to learn all the things all at once. And I am a single parent. So, you know, one income, it's no good. It gets expensive, you know? It's like when I say no good, I mean like it's just expensive. That was my way of saying it's expensive. But I had to learn real quick. and just continue doing the work and recognizing, okay, what is the next step? Where are we going? And the best part is I still relied on faith. So I, last year, we're in business 2 years. So I said last year we started going out to pop-up shops and markets and stuff to see, you know, to reach our audience, to let them know who we are and to share the message and to share the book. And then it came out, we work with the Cancer Society because Faith wanted to make lemonade stand to help people with cancer. And she wanted to help all the people and all the animals in the world. I said, that's a lot of lemonades to sell. I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Children, they just want to do all the things. It's always all.
I mean, I still want to.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And it was great because we, you know, my mom was part of this process. So we started, it was supposed to be one day doing it. And every time we go to a pop-up location, to a market, we would take the lemonade stand with us. And people would donate, or they just scan the QR code, they could donate online, or they could put some change in there. Oh. And that goes directly, it's not coming to us, it's going, you know, directly to the organization. And then with Autism Speaks, how that came about, they invited us actually to one of their walks that they were having last year, a fundraising event. Mm-hmm. And we found that the children love the books, they just connected. They understood. I'm not sure what it was. And all children love it, right? They love the colors. They love the brightness. They love the simplicity of it. Like, oh, I do this at home. I do that. I'm helpful here. Oh, wait, I do. So I'm a superhero. My heart makes me this, right? So they all connected. And when we went into the autistic community and we did this one event, we recognized, wow, they love the colors as well. And they love this message because they can identify the children. And it's like, wow, everyone is identifying with, as long as I'm using my heart, which is my superpower, it works. It works. And so that's how we started working more so with the autistic community. And we started sharing Faith's journey with when she was 2, because of how she thinks, because how she processes things and her mannerisms, some of her mannerisms, they are associated with autism. And so I was like, well, you know what? I understand sometimes people, you're labeled a certain way or you're not diagnosed or you're misdiagnosed. And I'm all good with that. So let's share this because she's sharing it from a place of, from her heart, right? This is her story that is connecting people. And doesn't matter what ethnicity or beliefs or anything, it all comes back and it centers around the heart and this way of being.
Yes, that's so powerful. And just such a beautiful light of what she is sharing with so many children and parents, because a lot of times parents are, I'm sure, are reading it to the children as well. But just to bring context to what she's been through, but so many other kids experience that in different capacities. And it's heartbreaking that she had to go through that. But I love that she used it as fuel to help others and not let that keep her stuck or embody anything that's going to be negative towards her. Instead, just really feeling the light and sharing her beautiful heart with the world and with these books too, because I think they're so powerful and the message behind them and just everything she does too, not even just the books, but giving back and all the charity and the pop-ups that you guys were doing as well with the lemonade stands. Because I think it's just, when we give back, it just feels so good too. And it does. I think a lot of times hurt people. And we have to recognize that, where it's not about us, like we didn't do anything wrong, but being able to recognize too how we can just continue to have respect for others, but also set boundaries and protect ourselves too. And I love that you were so on it and making sure that she was protected and removing her from a situation that wasn't serving her or anyone else around her as well. Yeah. But I'm so glad that she's safe and okay. And the strength that you both have, well, all 4 of you, if you include Sparkle in there.
Well, and we have the birds. We have birds too.
Oh, so. Birds too.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, and then we just started planting a garden. So we got the vegetables and the flowers. Like they're all, everything is always included.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
But I just want parents to recognize all of this, what you're seeing with her,
Yeah.
It's also, you know, it stems back to you as well, and ensuring that your child has that safe space. So right now, like when you sign up to our email list, or even if you donate to our crowdfunder, if you donate $5 or more, you receive these free eBooks, one called Creating Space, the Empowered Parent, Empowered Child. And the other one is a magazine that we can receive for children, right? It's just empowerment messages. And what we're sharing in these for the adults in the adult ebook that we haven't sold anywhere. It's not even on our website for sale. This is just our free gift to you specifically. It is showing you how to create space, the importance of that. What does that mean? So it's not just the four walls. It's not just, oh, I love you. There's so much other works to raise the vibration in the home, to raise the vibration within yourself, to understand what does this home mean? What, when you're establishing that space, mm-hmm. what do you want resonated in that space? What do you want to flow in that space? So there's that piece that we give. And of course, it's a shorter version. And then if they can contact us for mentorship or coaching, as well as, workshops. But for the Empowered Parents piece, it goes on what is the Empowered Parent and really tapping into that part of it. It doesn't mean you're giving your kids all of these things. It doesn't mean that you have to work all of these long hours. You know, it's really touching on building that bond, the olden ways, the ways of the elders, as I like to call it. Yeah. And taking those things that our parents did, having us in the kitchen, cleaning your room together, or just reading a book and having those conversations, those little things empower the parent, which your child sees and will emulate. And what is that empowered child? And we go through that as gently as possible. And yes. I think there's 12 pages.
Age appropriate.
It's not for kids. It's for parents to read. Oh. But for the magazine, the empowered messages are specifically for children. And it has, I am powerful. I am kind. I am unique. I am a superhero. I am loved. And these messages are really just reinforcing to children who they are on their insides. And this is what, you know, as you start to cultivate it and nurture it, not only the children, but the parents, then that this is what they're going to exhibit, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate you sharing all of that too. And I'm just so curious for other parents that their children might want to be an entrepreneur or go down that road. What advice do you have for them?
Don't stop. but don't stop, but also know where you're going and always check in. So if your child is an entrepreneur and you're on this journey with them, or you're an entrepreneur yourself, mm-hmm. You have to recognize, where am I going in 5 years, 10 years, 1 year? And then you narrow it down in 1 year. Okay, what are we going to accomplish in this 1 year? It isn't to say I'm going to do this, this, this. It's like saying, where does this focus need, right? It's tapping into that heart. If you're on this entrepreneurship journey with your child, then you tap in. What do you want to do this year? So last year, Faith wanted to be on stage. So that was one of the things we were working on while we were in the market. So she we went on stage, and well, she went on stage. I was like her hype person to introduce her. But these are the things, finding out, well, what do you want as well? And where do you want to take this? So there's the child's vision of what they want and what they see. And then you, as the adult, really taking that, bringing it to, helping them bring that to life, but also being realistic and setting goals for, is this a business? Is this something that's going to continue on? Can she grow, he or she, or they grow beyond this? Or should we just stop right here and not invest anymore because we've invested enough and this is where the journey ends? Mm-hmm. And whatever you decide is actually very good. It's good for everyone, right? It's just where you are in the journey, and guaranteed the relationship between you, your children, your family will just be so solidified. It will be so strong. Your child will become so empowered not because they're making money or they're doing this or they're seen as geniuses or anything like that. Mm-hmm. They become so strong that they could stand when the storm hits. So when the storm hit with Faith, where she had to learn that not all people are your friends, where she had to learn that people are going to bully you, people are going to be mean to you, people are going to threaten your life. How do you stand? How can you stand? Do you stand? Or are you going to cower away? So all of these things is preparation. You may not see it like that, but it's that preparation, the mental preparation, the emotional preparation, the physical as well preparation, because you guys have to walk around together and stuff. All of that is preparation for when it comes. And when the wind blows very strong, hey, can my child stand? I'm still there. I know I'm there. And I have my protective, house around. But can they stand if they happen to be out there? Do they have that jacket on before they run into the house? Sorry, yeah. I went on. I just get so excited for this stuff that I'm just like, I really want parents to actually grasp it and to get it and to be a part of it, because I understand the journey and I see.
No, I definitely see it too. And just from what you've shared today, but how the journey is and what the ups and downs and everything in between. But I so appreciate both you and Faith coming on today. And I would love to know, where can people find the books and your website, everything else? We're going to link everything below, but if you could let us know too.
Absolutely. So these are the books, Superhero Faith. Superhero Faith, Dr. Faith. They are available online on our website, www.faithandsparkles. There's an S at the end of sparklesworld.com. We are on social media at Faith and Sparkles World. Follow us on Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, all the things. And just so you know, like on our YouTube channel is very different from our other channels because we really spotlight Sparkle a lot more. Her journey, Faith is on there as well. So you're not seeing the same things on the different channels. Twitter is a bit different as well. We really make the effort to share these different aspects. It's the same thing, you know, we're telling you about the blog and the books and the kindness and all that. So it's the same message. Nothing is different, but you're seeing the different personalities of it. And you're seeing more of them, like the different areas, right? Because there's only little glimpses and there's only so much you can actually share. So yes.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you, Delisa, for coming on, sharing the message and Faith as well, both of you. I so appreciate your beautiful souls and what you've been able to accomplish together and with Sparkle and Mama as well. Yeah. Just everybody together and the birds and the gardens. Yes. But I know I appreciate you just sharing, and I know you're going to help so many people, both of you, and just sharing her story is going to make an impact, and it already has. So thank you again for just coming on today and sharing.
Thank you so much. And I hope you guys all have a great day.
Absolutely. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment below. What was the biggest takeaway from today? I'm sure both of them would love to see it. And we will see you on the next episode.
And don't forget to listen to my book and watch my story.